Finance and Economics. FedEx. The site formerly known as Twitter is not lucrative, but it is a powerful gauge of the economy.
Elon Musk is no fan of the Federal Reserve. At least a dozen times after the past year, the owner of X, a firm until recently known as Twitter, has savaged America's central bank for raising interest rates. Last December, for instance, he tweeted that its hikes might go down as the most damaging ever. But Mr. Musk's disdain for the Fed is not mirrored by the Fed's attitude towards X. On the contrary, the central bank's researchers rather like the site, treating it as a compelling barometer of the economy. This puts X in a peculiar position. Its value as a business remains dubious, which is why Mr. Musk has been scrambling to remake it, with changes including, but not limited to, the company's name. Yet its value to the economy is a different story altogether. The firm can serve as a timely indicator of both fundamental trends and market sentiment. There is a large growing literature on how to decode economic signals from social media sites, ranging from Facebook to Reddit. But even in the sea of online information and commentary, Mr. Musk's site stands out. Others simply cannot match its volume and frequency. By 2013, Twitter users were already producing more than 5,700 posts a second. By 2016, Instagram's larger user base was producing only 1,000. Three papers recently published by the Fed explore the platform's economic contributions. The first is as a predictor of markets. Sentiment gleaned from tweets seem to be rather good at presaging short-term movements in both share prices and bond yields. In one paper, a group of economists, including Francisco Vázquez Grande, sifted 4.4 million finance-related tweets posted between 2007 and April 2023 to create a Twitter Financial Sentiment Index. They used a machine learning model to measure each tweet's sentiments. A message about stocks going to the moon would be positive. Mr. Musk's quips about the Fed would presumably count as negative. The index, they find, correlates tightly with corporate bond spreads, the difference between yields on corporate and government bonds, which usually widens as investors turn pessimistic. More than merely shadowing financial movements, posts can even foreshadow them. The overnight index before the stock markets open dovetails with the coming day's equity returns. A separate paper by Clara Vega and colleagues finds that the site's sentiment also closely tracks treasury yields. Indeed, the correlation is stronger with tweets than with sentiment measures gleaned from the Fed's own official communications. A second use of tweets is as a gauge of economic conditions. Posts about job losses in particular seem to offer timely information about the labor market. Tomas Kainer and co-authors construct a separate machine learning model to digest posts with keywords such as lost job or pink slip. Their measure of job losses mirrors official data on employment levels from 2015 to 2023. This correlation is potentially powerful because most government statistics appear with a lag, whereas the tweets are available immediately. Twitter, for example, would have provided a 10-day advantage in detecting the collapse in employment at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020.